you, choir, for blessing us once again with your beautiful voices. And I want to say good morning to everyone, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California. To those who are listening over the radio, and those who are listening over the internet, and those who are in our sanctuary, we thank you for coming and worshiping with us today. And we pray that you might experience the love, the power, and the comfort that only God's Word can give us. And if you're a visitor, we'd like for you to fill out the registration card. You can obtain one from an usher in the back. And when the offering plate is passed, you can put in the offering plate so Pastor can call you and thank you for worshiping with us today. You can also find an outline in the bulletin of today's sermon. And the scripture of the month is found in the bulletin in John 13, 35. The scripture says, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye love one to another." We're looking forward to Teen Challenge. They'll be visiting us again on June the 30th. It's always a blessing to have them here to hear of their tragedies and how the Lord has saved them. And now they're on their way to the path of life, you might say, eternal life. And now, let us continue to praise the Lord today with Tae Young at the piano and Victor Laurel leading our songs.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Lord's Day. Hope you're having a good day today and you were blessed this week. I just wanted to thank everyone for the prayers for my mom. She's recovering slowly, but recovering. She's walking around and not feeling as much pain in her body. So thank you for your prayers. So why don't we start with our first song, number 75, Abide With Me, and we'll sing the first and the last stanzas. Why don't we turn to our second hymn, number 261, Trust and Obey, 261, and we'll sing the first and the last.
Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus.
me turn to our last hymn, number 2393, Take My Life and Let It Be. And why don't we all rise as we sing 393, Take My Life and Let It Be, first and the last stanzas.
What a blessing it is that God has called us together to be here this morning. Again, want to extend to you Raquel's warm wishes and greetings, and that she's missing all of you. Let us enter into the Lord's presence with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your divine grace and mercy. We thank you for the greatness of your loving kindness and for your presence in our lives and in our hearts. That you did not leave us nor abandon us. You did not leave us in darkness and in hell, but you, O Lord, have lifted us up and set us up into the heavenly places. And we thank you, Father, for the word of God that encourages our hearts and strengthens us for your service. David in the Psalms writes, "Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort according to your word unto your servant." And so, Lord, we pray for your comforting word, and we pray for your merciful kindness to be upon us, to strengthen those who need your power, who need your reviving strength, for the people of Bethel to have a deep hunger and thirsting for your word, for your presence, and to grow in the wisdom and the knowledge of the Lord, that they would be your conduits, the conduit of your love and mercy to their neighbors and friends and family and co-workers and such, that they would see the love of the Lord Jesus Christ being lived out in your people and through our care for others. And Father, we pray for the Virginia Beach shooting where 12 people lost their lives. But Lord, you be in the hearts and in the minds of the people that were there, that though they are in the midst of a tragedy, they would rejoice in you and praise you and exalt you. And Father, we pray for your healing power and your comforting spirit to be upon those who are afflicted with the diseases of this world. For Craig Miller, as he's in ICU, and pray for wisdom for the next step and to strengthen the family and encourage them in you, and for you, Lord, to bring about your comforting peace and your encouraging spirit. We continue to lift up to you Raquel, and for her heart to be stabilized and the medications to work, and for wisdom for her and for the wisdom of the doctors and the family, and to what her steps need to be, and for your blessing upon her evaluation coming up on the 12th, and that you would encourage the family in you. Lord, I pray for Jim Bergen as he's in a lot of pain dealing with a broken lumbar. But Lord, you are the great healer and the great physician, and we pray that you would give him the strength and the ability to begin the physical therapy and to begin moving forward. We pray for Camille Bounds and her back pain and her health issues, to bless her and encourage her in your presence, and by your grace and mercy that she would feel your loving arms about her. We lift up to you Jim Floyd and Jen's father Robert as they deal with cancer, for your comforting spirit upon them and your wisdom and guidance. I lift up to you Tae Young's father, and who's in Korea, looking forward to a gallbladder surgery on the 14th. Encourage his heart in you and strengthen him to stand boldly and firmly in your word and in your presence and in your grace. knowing that you are the great physician who heals the body and the soul. Father, we're thankful that you have returned Bob Jones to us from Missouri and Florida. We thank you, Lord, that he is safe. We thank you for your comforting spirit and your healing touch upon Philomena Laurel. She's recovering from the broken clavicle, and that you, Lord, will continue to strengthen and encourage. We thank you, Father, as well for Rebecca Forsee and her family. They've now been into a new house. We thank you, Lord, for your provision there. And we pray for your hand of blessing and guidance upon the people of Bethel, that as we search to understand what we can do with our facilities, that you would open up the doors of opportunity and you would bless us with your guidance and with your provision. And we pray as well that you be with the Praters and their housing situation, that you would open up the doors that they need and encourage them to rejoice in your presence and comfort. And Father, we pray for those that are being persecuted throughout the world for their Christian faith, that you'd strengthen them to stand strongly and firmly and boldly in the gospel of Christ, to be a witness of all that you have said and all that you have done and all that you will do. And Lord, we lift up to you our missionaries throughout the world for your blessing upon them, to encourage them to testify of the Lord Jesus Christ, to build up the kingdom of God by your might and by your power. For Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, for Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, for Elvis and Stephanie Franco serving in Colombia, Carl and Ruth Knott serving in Spain, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Eusebio Merixa Perez serving in Spain, Informed Choices ministering to women in out of their Gilroy office, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe, and Fred and Carol Lewis, training missionaries to serve and to know how to reach a people from a different culture. And Father, we pray for this offering that is about to be received, to be used for your honor and your glory, for the expansion of the gospel, and that you would encourage and bless those who facilitate our ministry here and our work of ministry, whether they're in the sanctuary, over KKMC, over the internet or CD, bless them with your divine presence and guidance in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you once again, choir, for blessing us with your beautiful voices. And again, I want to thank each and every one of you coming out today to worship with us today. And before we get our main course, I want to welcome Susan back to worship with us today. I know we all miss Joe very much, and we're happy that you're with us today, worshiping with us, Susan. And now we're going to turn in our Bibles to Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. That's Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. And if you'll please stand for the reading of God's Word. Also, he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the tax collector standing afar off would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven and beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Bless the reading of God's word. Let us now bow with a word of prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, once again, we enter into your throne room by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray now as we go into your word, Lord, may we be encouraged, each one. And Lord, may your Holy Spirit fall fresh on us, Lord. And when we go away today, Lord, may we know that we have drawn closer to you. And give us knowledge of your word. Give us understanding, Lord. Especially be with our pastor, Lord. Give him wisdom, Lord, as he teaches us today and instruct us, Lord. And we will forever give you the praise and the glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.